Group Talk.
All right, so I've been watching a lot of films lately. I was never really a film buff, but now I've been getting more into it. And I've been watching modern films especially, and I've got to say that I'm definitely more into classic films. What about
no
you?
No way.
Yeah. No?
No. I think with modern films, I've seen the odd classic film. I can remember them off the top of my head, but I think with modern films, I always feel like I can relate to the characters more. And yeah. So you can understand where they're coming from. And
yeah,
I don't
definitely.
Know. I think with modern films, there's just something more that as a teenager or as young adults we can relate to, and we can say understand what's going on a bit more. Although the classic films are classic for a reason.
Sure.
Because they're amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've always been a person who's really into classical literature, and I feel like in a lot of ways classical films are kind of in the same genre, where it's this older style of thinking, older style of looking at things that just really attracts me. So for me, classic is like really awesome.
Right, and I'd have to agree with you there. I think that oftentimes what modern films try to do is portray a concept that's already exists for years and years, but portray it in kind of a temporary light, in a contemporary
that's
light.
That's true.
Yeah,
and,
I do.
Yeah, and I don't think that's, you know, I don't think that's necessarily the best thing to do is to put it into our context. I think it was...
But for example, how could you say that Avatar or something like that is not one of the most amazing films of all time?
It is one of the most amazing
films.
It's
something from the modern films, are films that have grown with the time and have developed with the time, and I think in the age we live in, I think modern films
are, but yeah, they definitely have more
modernity.